Officials at Eastern Kentucky University are working to raise awareness of an alcohol and drug medical amnesty policy. The policy is designed to keep students safe. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson. EKU Student Conduct and Community Standards Director Bob Brown says medical amnesty allows students to call EKU's police department or other assisting officials such as housing staff and get medical assistance for alcohol or drug emergencies.
If they do that, if they call, they stay, they cooperate with the officials, then they won't have a student conduct record with our office for alcohol, drug, or intoxication so that they can get the students the help they need.
He says students granted amnesty will be required to participate in an educational follow-up process with university officials.
We still meet with the students who are involved so that they can learn from the situation, so that they can get the support that they need. We don't dismiss everything and not address the issue. We have the conversations with them so that we can get them the support necessary so they can make better decisions the next time around.
Critics argue alcohol amnesty programs in college encourage alcohol and other drug abuse. Out of 15 students polled on this day at EKU, only one was aware of the policy. Senior and psychology major Megan Cunningham believes the good outweighs the bad with medical amnesty.
I think that if we can just like save one person from getting in trouble that really needs help, like I think it's worth it.
Have you ever had to use it? Do you know anyone who has?
Honestly, no, I haven't, but I can think of some situations where I probably should have like called on someone because they were like a little too intoxicated or like in like a compromised state of mind. But I mean, honestly, like I think it's a good policy. I think rehabilitation is more important than punishment.
Officials at the university are passing out postcards with the words, "You won't be punished for helping a friend." If someone needs medical attention because of drugs or alcohol, they and you are protected by medical amnesty. Just call, stay, and cooperate. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson.